The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 8th chapter, text number 28, and 9th chapter, text number 1. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded in October of 1966 in New York.
Vedesu jagyesu tapasu caiva danesu japunna phalam padishtam abheti tatsarma midang viditva yogi parang sthanam upaiti chagyam. The Lord says that the purpose of all Vedic instruction is to achieve the highest goal of life, back to Godhead. Any scripture of any country, not only of this Bhagavad Gita, but any scripture, they are aiming simply how to get us back to Godhead. That is the purpose. Take for example any of the great religious reformer or acharyas of any country. In your country, Lord Jesus Christ or Lord Buddha. Of course, Lord Buddha, he adventured himself in India, but later on his philosophy was broadcast all over Asia. Then Lord Krishna or Hazrat Muhammad, anyone, get. Nobody will say that you make your best plan in this material world and live peacefully. That is a common factor. There may be little difference according to country, climate and situation in the scriptural injunction. But the main principle that we are not meant for this material world, we have our destination in the spiritual world, that is accepted by everyone. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, Vedesi jagyesu tapasu caiva danesu jatpunna phalam padishyanti. Abheti tat sarva vidana viditva yogi param sthanam upaiti chagyam. The yogi, the transcendentalist, his chief aim of life is how to get into the spiritual kingdom. That is the highest ambition of the yogi or the transcendentalist. Now, we begin the 9th chapter. We have finished the 8th chapter. We are beginning 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the personality of Godhead, Krishna, is speaking. Sri Bhagavan has several times described what this word Bhagavan means. Bhagavan means opulence, and Van means who possesses. So Bhagavan, there is everything has definition. So in the Vedic scripture we will find the definition of God. We have got some conception of God, but in the Vedic literature we will find definite description. What do we mean by God? So that, what do we mean by God, is described in one word, Sri Bhagavan. Bhagavan. Bhagavan means opulence, and Ban means one who possesses. So what are the opulences? The opulences are that riches, wealth, and strength, and influence, and beauty, education, knowledge, and renunciation. These are opulences. Therefore, Vedic literature says, Aishadjasya samagrasya bijasya jasasasriya jnanavairagyasyaiva bhaga iti sarangana bhaga. These are opulences. Aishadja means opulence. Parisabhyasya samagrasya vidyasya. Vidyasya means strength. And jasasya means fame. And parisabhyasya vidyasya jasasya sriya. Sriya means beauty. And jnana means knowledge. And renunciation, vairagya, renunciation. These six opulences, when you find presented in a personality in full, he is God. He is God. That is the description of God. You have many rich men here in your New York City, but nobody can claim that he is the richest of all. He has got all the riches of the world. Nobody can claim. But if you find somebody who claims that all the riches of the world or the universe belongs to me, he is God. He is God. Just like Krishna claims in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find, Bhaktaram Jagata Vasam Sarvaloku Mahesaram Srida Sarvabhutanam Gyatamam Shanti Mikshati. The Lord says, that I am the enjoyer. I am the enjoyer of all kinds of activities. He is the benefactor of all kinds of activities. Bhaktaram Jagatavasam Sarvalokamahestaram. I am the proprietor of all planets. Loka means planets. We are proprietor of certain extent of land here, and we are very much proud that God says that I am the proprietor of all the planets. And Sridham Sarvabhutanam, and he is the friend of all living entities. Sridham Sarvabhutanam Gyatya Maam Shanti Nichyati. When a person understands that God is the proprietor of everything, God is the friend of everyone, God is the enjoyer of everything, by knowing these three things, one becomes very peaceful. That is the peace formula. You cannot become in peace so long you think that I am the proprietor. You are not actually the proprietor. You cannot claim proprietorship. Just like, take for example, this land of America. Say, 400 years before, the Red Americans, Red Indians, they are the proprietor. Now you are the proprietor. Now, after, say, 400 years, 1,000 years, somebody will come, they will become proprietor. But actually, we are not proprietor. The land is there. We come here and we claim falsely that I am proprietor. So, this philosophy, as it is stated in the Isopanishad, that Isavasamidam Sadvam, everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. Nothing belongs to me. Actually, this is the fact. But under illusion, we are thinking that I am the proprietor. So, God is proprietor, therefore he is the richest man. He is the richest man. He is not man, of course, he is God, but he is the richest. See, if you find somebody, there are many incarnation of God nowadays you find. Especially in India, there are dozens of incarnation of God. But if you ask him, are you the proprietor of everything? That is very difficult to ask. So these are the checks. How you can understand that who is God? God must be the proprietor of everything. And he must be powerful than anyone. When Krishna was present on this earth, nobody could conquer him. There is not a single instance that Krishna was defeated. So he belonged to the Kshatriya family. He identified himself as Kshatriya. The Kshatriyas are meant for giving protection to the weak. So he belonged to the royal family. So there were so many fightings in his, so long he remained on this earth. That in no fight he was defeated. Therefore he was the most powerful. And so far as opulence is concerned, From Bhagavatam we find that he married 16,108 wives. And every wife had a different palace. These palaces are described. And he expanded himself into 16,108 divisions also. These things we have got in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we believe it is all right. But great acharyas, great scholars of India, they have accepted this fact that Krishna is God. Therefore, Krishna Bhagavan was. The Vyasadeva, this Bhagavad Gita was written by Vyasadeva, spoken by Lord Krishna. It was noted by Vyasadeva, and therefore Vyasadeva says, Sri Bhagavan was. The Supreme Personality of God has said. What does he say? Idantu te gujjatamam pravakshami anasuyave. Jnanam vijnanam saitam jagyatta mokshase asuha. My dear Arjuna, now I shall speak to you the topmost part of knowledge. Idantu te gujjatamam. Gujjatamam means most confidential. There are different kinds, grades of knowledge. But here, the Lord says, just I am going to explain what is the most confidential part of knowledge. Idante guhyatamam pravakshami anasuyave. Anasuyave, this very word is used. Anasuyave means who does not envy. Does not envy. Just like the Lord says, I am the proprietor of all planets. Oh, somebody may say, oh, Krishna is claiming the proprietorship of everything. How is that? Because in the material world, we are always envious. If somebody is better than me, I am envious. Oh, he is in that way. He has so much progress. We are envious. This is the disease of material world. Envious. So we are envious of God also. When God says that I am the proprietor, we disbelieve. So here this very word is used on a suyave. Arjuna is hearing from Lord Krishna without any enviousness. He is accepting what does he say. This is the way of understanding. We cannot understand by our mental speculation what is God. We have to hear and we have to accept. Otherwise there is no way to understand what is God. So God says that because you are not envious, therefore I speak to you about the most confidential part of knowledge. Jnanam vijnana saitam. Vijnana saitam means this knowledge is not theoretical, but it is scientific. Whatever knowledge we get from Bhagavad Gita, we should not think that it is sentimentalism or fanaticism. No. They are all vijnanam, science. Jnanam vijnana saitam jagyatva. If you become well versed in this confidential part of knowledge, then the result will be moksha se asubha. Asubha. Asubha means inauspicious. Our stage of life, our existence in this material world is asubha, inauspicious, always miserable. You moksha se, you shall be liberated from this miserable life of material existence, if you understand this knowledge. Let us carefully understand what Lord says to Arjuna about this knowledge. He says, Rajavidya, Rajagriyam, Pavitam Idam Uttamam, Prataksha Avagamam Dharmam Susukham Kattumabhayam. Now this process of knowledge, or this process of activity, which you are trying to propagate as Krishna consciousness. Knowledge means, the topmost knowledge means Krishna consciousness, according to Bhagavad Gita. Because in the Bhagavad Gita you'll find that a person who is learned, who is in actually knowledge, his symptoms will be that he has surrendered unto God. That is the symptom of knowledge. So long we go on speculating about God, but do not surrender, that is not perfection of knowledge. Perfection of knowledge is bahunam janmanam ante. After many, many births, mental speculation, philosophical speculation, when one understands what is actually God, is God, then he surrenders there. He surrenders there. So long we do not surrender, we cannot understand God. So, bahunam janmanamante jnanamān mām prapadyate. The Lord says, one who is actually in knowledge, that knowledge is achieved after many, many births, not all of a sudden. Of course, if we accept that God is great, let me surrender, then he can accept in a second. But our present position is to become envious of any great. So we are also envious of God. So why shall I surrender unto God? I am independent. I shall walk independent. These things are there. Therefore, for rectifying this misgiving, we have to wait many births. And Lord says, after many, many births, one who is actually in knowledge, he surrenders unto me. He surrenders. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanamana manga prabhadvati. How does he show? Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhullam. Because after many, many births, philosophical research, he can understand God is everything. God is everything. The whole Bhagavad Gita teaches is very fact. God is everything. We are also part and parcel of God. Vasudeva sarvamiti, one who understands that Vasudeva, God, and Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna means God. If there is any perfect name of God, that is Sri Krishna. Why? Krishi bhuvachaka sabda nashta nibbitti vachata tayo rakkam iti Krishna para brahma iti avidhiya. Krishi means cultivation, and Krishi means very great. Krishna. So Krishna, or Krishna means who? Repetition of birth. So Krishi, repetition of birth. No means one who checks, he is Krishna. Repetition of birth, one who checks, he is Krishna. Therefore, our repetition of birth can be checked only by God. Otherwise, not possible. Nobody can stop his repetition of birth and death without having the causeless mercy of God. So, therefore, Krishna, Krishna is a scientific name of God. So, Vasudeva, the Krishna's another, Krishna has many names. Vasudeva means all pervading. So, Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhullam. After many, many births, if one comes to this understanding that Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is everything, that is his perfection of knowledge. That is his perfection of knowledge. And at that time, he surrendered. Some Mahatma Sudhullam, that sort of, I mean to say, great soul, Mahatma. Mahatma means great soul. Perhaps you have heard Mahatma, the word, Indian word. Mahatma is the designation of a person who is a surrendered soul to the Supreme Personality of God. He is called Mahatma. He is not. Mahatma means great, expanded heart. So one who becomes a devotee of the Lord, automatically he becomes expanded. Therefore, Mahatma means one whose heart is expanded. Here Krishna says that Rajavidya, Rajavidya, the knowledge which I am just trying to impart. This is Rajavidya, the king of our knowledge. Rajavidya. Raja means king, and Vidya means knowledge. There are, just like in our ordinary course of life, we find somebody king, somebody subject. Similarly, he is comparing this knowledge as the topmost, the king of all knowledge. Rajavidya, Rajabhiyam. Rajabhiyam means very confident. And Pavitra. Pavitra means very pure. Idam, this knowledge. And Uttama. Uttama means which is transcendental. Ut means a trance. And Tama means darkness. So Uttama means the knowledge which is beyond this material darkness. This material world is called darkness. And when the knowledge surpasses this material world, a material knowledge, that is really called Uttama. Udgata Tama, Jasma, from which the darkness has been separated. Light, the knowledge of light. So, uttamam, prataksam avagamam. Prataksam avagamam means, if you follow this path, then you will personally understand how far you are advancing, how far you have become on the path of perfection, you will yourself understand. Nobody will require to certify that you have advanced so much. You will understand yourself. Prataksam avagamam dharmam. Dharmam means the religious principle. Prataksam avagamam dharmam susukham. Susukham means that it is very happy to execute. Very happy to execute. Susukham kartum abhyam. And if you perform it, it will have never any relapse. It is permanent. We do many things which has no permanent effect. Which has no permanent. Suppose we work in this material world for some perfection of education or perfection of business. We get a vast amount of money. But that is not abhyam. That is not eternal. As soon as your body is finished, everything is finished. Your education finished, your MA degree finished, your bank balance finished, and everything, your family finished, everything. Now again begin life. Vāshāṁsi jinnāni tathāvyahāt. So therefore, anything, whatever you are doing in this material world, that is not abhyam. That is not eternal. Temporary. Temporary. So, this knowledge is not like that. If salpam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahatubha, the Krishna consciousness knowledge is so perfect that even if you do 1%, 2% execute, then it can help you help you protection from the greatest danger. Salpam api yasya dharmasya. And besides that, suppose in this life I perform work in Krishna consciousness, say, 25%. I am not perfect. My next life will begin from 26%. So much what I have acquired in this life, that is not lost. These are the formulas we get from authoritative scripture. But material achievement, that is due because it is pertaining to this body, this designation. Therefore, it finishes with the finish of this designation. These are our designations. This body, I am thinking, I am American, I am thinking, I am Indian. These are all our designations. So, designation is finished, and there is no certainty what sort of body I am going to have in my next life. There are anything, any material acquisition, that is not permanent. But this knowledge, this devotional service of the Lord to act in Krishna consciousness is permanent. Whatever you do, if you can do it perfectly. This is the very life you get entrance into the kingdom of God. But even if you are not able to make it perfection, still, whatever you do, that will go with you. Because your spirit soul, so your spiritual activity will be with you. And because the matter, material body will remain in this material world, therefore, any work, any assessment of this material body will remain in this material world. This is the formula. So, Krishna will explain by and by about this formula, which is described here as the king of knowledge and a very confidential and transcendental and very happily done. Happily done. Now, to act in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service, you can understand it, how happily it is done. Now, take for example what we are doing here. We are singing, we are dancing, we are taking a nice prasadam offered to Krishna and chanting and discussing Bhagavad Gita, philosophy. These are the process. These are the process. We are not meant for any stringent rules and regulations or gymnastics or breathing control. So many things that as they are described and performed by many different sections. But here, it is very easy and happily done. Everyone wants to dance. Everyone wants to sing. Everyone wants to eat. Through these formula, dancing, singing, and eating Krishna prasad, and hearing philosophical discussion, transcendental topic from Bhagavad Gita. So, don't you think it is very happy to succumb? And whatever you acquire, it is permanent. Whatever knowledge you acquire, that is permanent. That is not going to be finished, it will be finished of your body. It is such a nice thing. So, we are trying to impart this philosophy in your country. So, we might your cooperation, as Lord Krishna says, it is very nice thing. Susukham, kattum abban, and vijnanam. Vijnanam means it is scientific. It is not a sentiment or fanaticism, it is science. So try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness from Bhagavad Gita and help yourself, help your countrymen, help the world. There will be peace and prosperity. Thank you very much.